Now we've got our bloggers roundtable with more politics. Also, an Ohio case of a police shooting that's causing huge racial tensions. We've got Lauren Williams, editor of the blog Stereohyped, pop culture critic Desmond Burton of the blog Afro Nerd, and Josen Cummings. He writes the blog Broke Thoughts on King Magazine's website. He's also the site's editor. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Go Giants.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that's the other thread. It's like the Super Bowl and then the Super Tuesday.
Yeah, buddy.
So was anybody surprised by the results?
I was surprised with Huckabee, actually. I think Huckabee is showing himself. I mean, it looks like McCain is going to be the front runner. He is the front runner. But Huckabee really, if anything, it shows that that the public is they're actually voting for who they really want to vote for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was surprised by Massachusetts. Just because that Obama lost, considering the big time endorsements he got there from Senator Kerry and Kennedy, and so that was kind of a shock to me that he lost that one state.
I found Massachusetts surprising, and I guess Connecticut too. But generally, Barack Obama did really well, and I think that people weren't exactly expecting him to do as well as he did.
Now, Lauren, you've been blogging about women in the campaign. There's big name women who support Barack Obama, including Maria Shriver, Oprah, Caroline Kennedy. You also wrote about how Oprah's getting flack from some female fans for not supporting Hillary. What are people saying?
There is, I think on her website, on a message board on her website, there were some fans who accused her of being a traitor to women, which is absolutely ridiculous. And she answered that, I think, Sunday in L.A. at the big rally with Maria Shriver and Michelle Obama, and basically said, you know, I'm a free woman. I love Barack Obama because I like him as a candidate, not because he's black and not because I'm a woman.
Now, Josen, there was definitely a big trend, more and more black people voting for Senator Obama over time. And I think that, you know, one of the things that's come up is, you know, is it about issues? Is it about race? Is it about wanting to back a winner? Because there's signs that show that the more you win, the more people want you to win and the more people want to be on the winning side. So how do you break out that black support for Obama?
I think that the latter is definitely the case, where a lot of people were on the fence in the beginning, and it was about electability, and a lot of black folks just wanted to see a Democrat in the office, and they thought Hillary was the best shot. But once the Iowa caucuses got underway, I really started to see, even in talks with my own friends, how that was slowly beginning to change, and they were realizing, hold up now, he can do it. I would say that a lot of people just got the fever, whatever that the Obama fever, and just went ahead and were like, you know what, it's down to these two people. I didn't even think he would get this far, and now that he is this far, I'll put it on my shoulders and I'll go ahead and I'll vote for the brother.
I got so many text messages, emails, blah, 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 telling me to go out and vote. I got a call from my cousin in San Diego asking me to give some, you know, private political analysis of the race. Do you guys feel that people are engaged? It certainly seems that way to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely the talk of the town.
Mm-hmm. Right up there with the Super Bowl. I mean, we're here, we're here in New York, and the New York Giants just won, and yesterday we just had Super Tuesday. We had the Super Bowl parade for the New York Giants, and we have Fashion Week going on.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of things going on in this city, and yeah, I really do think that Super Tuesday and this race dominates the discussion at, you know, tables everywhere.
Well, one thing I thought that was something to note was that you finally saw the liberals actually vying for the black vote.
Right.
I always likened blacks who vote in the liberal side, on the liberal side, as being somewhat like being affiliated with a spouse that's abusive.
Right.
You know, no matter how abusive your spouse is, you're still going to go back to this person.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, this is going to be a big question mark for whether or not we actually see black folk basically dividing their vote.
Definitely.
So you're saying that it's in play. But, Lauren, what about on the Republican side? I mean, we've talked a lot about whether or not Republicans have gone to African-American-themed debates. Do you see any indication that because of what's going on the Democratic side, Republicans might start playing ball with the black vote?
One would think, but I haven't really seen that much of an indication. I, I do know that there's a large conservative coalition for Mike Huckabee. I've seen a lot of interesting information about that, but you know, they didn't go to the black debate, and I still sort of feel like they're not investing a lot of energy.
I think right now they're concerned about their base. I think the party's base is at odds right now. I mean, you know, at that South Carolina debate, it really looked like the Democrats didn't have their stuff together. It looked very fickle, and the Republicans were looking like the party that had their stuff together. But now after Super Tuesday, they still got three people in it. With the Democrats, you only have to worry about the two. And we're still in primary mode. I think when they nail down their candidate, they'll finally go ahead, and the Republicans will start pandering to the black vote.
Well, I think with McCain especially, looking at him as a liberal wolf in conservative sheep's clothing. So, I mean, so right now, if anything, you see that the public is actually going more to the centrist political paradigm. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if that actually holds water as the race continues.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to have to take a break, but you will stay with us. We've been talking with bloggers Lauren Williams, Desmond Burton, and Josen Cummings. Next on News and Notes, more from the Bloggers Roundtable. Plus, he's young, smart, and unafraid. But Newark's Mayor Cory Booker has upset lots of folks as he's fought to fix the troubled city. I talk with Peter Boyer about his recent New Yorker article on the controversial mayor. I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We continue our bloggers roundtable with Lauren Williams, the editor of the blog Stereohyped, pop culture critic Desmond Burton of the blog Afro Nerd, and Josen Cummings. He writes the blog Broke Thoughts on King Magazine's website and is the site's editor. So, Josen, you are blogging about celebrity endorsements. Specifically, you're writing about this new video, which, again, I've got 10 million emails about, called Yes, We Can, featuring Will.i.am and a lot of other celebs. Let's take a listen.
It was a creed written into the founding documents that declared the destiny of a nation. Yes, we can. It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed the trail toward freedom. Yes, we can.
So if you've got your invisible goggles on, you can see a bunch of celebrities in black and white and, you know, split screen with Barack Obama. Do you think that this has juiced the campaign a little bit, Josen?
I think it's I don't really think that it's juiced the campaign up any more than it's already been juiced. Barack Obama, since the beginning, has to me been a popular celebrity candidate. And this Will.i.am track that just came out only added to that, but not in a way where we're going to see like a boost in popularity. Of all the candidates outside of probably Hillary Clinton, I would say that Barack Obama is actually the biggest celebrity. I mean, he has serious star power, not just political power, star power. And that comes from the fact that he's been affiliated with celebrities since day one, since Oprah, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Chris Rock. They've all participated in this movement in some capacity or another. I think if anything, this just adds a soundtrack to his campaign.
Now, Lauren and Desmond, I want to tick off a few other people. Now, we've talked about Barack's supporters, but Hillary Clinton has Barbara Streisand, former porn star Jenna Jameson, Jerry Springer, 50 Cent. Huckabee has pro wrestler Ric Flair, action movie man Chuck Norris, and the heavily armed rocker Ted Nugent. McCain has the Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Tom Selleck. Ron Paul has Howard Stern and Arlo Guthrie. I'd like to see them go on tour together. Mitt Romney has Donnie and Marie Osmond, Ann Coulter, and Pat Boone. Now, that's a pretty diverse basket. Would any of those people sway your vote, Lauren?
Well, you know, Arlo Guthrie, I sort of vote, you know, whoever he endorses. That's a joke. No, I don't think any of them would sway my vote. I think that when you look at the celebrities that are endorsing each candidate, you kind of see that, you know, you kind of see in a wider sense the sorts of people that the candidates are grabbing in terms of real voters. And, you know, the young voters love Barack Obama, and I think that's apparent.
And don't forget that the Grateful Dead, the surviving members, did come back for Barack as well, so it's not just young people.
Marijuana smoke cleared.
Yeah. Desmond, is this important? Is this whole
Not at all. Not at all. I think that the public presently is showing you that they really want to vote for who they really want to vote for. And I think that, if anything, we're looking at living mannequins when it comes to celebrities and celebrification of society. So I don't put any kind of any real bearing with these individuals.
I want to take all of us into some much more serious waters. Moving on to this story about 26-year-old Tarika Wilson of Lima, Ohio. She was shot and killed during a drug raid last month. Her 1-year-old son was wounded. Now, the police chief says they'd long been investigating her boyfriend. The boyfriend was arrested later that night, charged with suspicion of possession of crack cocaine, and both marijuana and crack were found in the house. So we spoke with a member of the Lima Police Department. He confirmed these details. The police officer in the shooting has been placed on administrative leave, and the police have released very little other information about whether Tarika Wilson was armed. Lauren, you've been blogging about this. What are people saying?
Shockingly, a lot of my readers sort of, you know, the police brutality aspect of it, the shocking fact that a policeman shot this woman and her baby is sort of being glossed over, and people are really getting into a conversation about the choices that the woman made and how her life choices put her in this dangerous situation, and whether or not, you know, not that she had it coming to her, but sort of just that if she hadn't been the girlfriend of this drug dealer, she never would have, you know, been killed by the cops to begin with.
I think that what we're seeing here is some Gina Six fatigue, though. This is definitely a situation that I feel is worth speaking out about and definitely worthy of being upset about. But, you know, the kinds of reactions that Lauren is getting on her blog, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that after Gina Six, we put so much into that as a community and as a people that now we're just kind of exhausted, and the next thing that we come together for as a people, well, we're going to pick that thing very carefully, and I don't necessarily agree with that mindset, and I can't speak for everybody, but I really do think that whenever we get up in arms about racial injustice, it kind of makes it difficult for us to do it again the next day and the next day after that.
What about that issue of Gina Six fatigue? Josen, do you think that's true? Desmond, do you think that's
true? Definitely. I think we're dealing with, well, first of all, I'm probably going to be a bad guy on this subject matter. Because, listen, I know that there's such a thing as police malfeasance. But I think that, if anything, black folk are going to have to learn how to deal with malfeasance inside and outside of the police force and looking at structural problems. If anything, we're talking about, well, in looking at that story, I saw pit bulls being mentioned, drug dealing, stereotypical underclass Afrocentric names, those kind of things. No one wants to really talk about it. If anything, my blog was spurred because of Dr. Cosby's message, and I feel that we have to speak honestly about what is actually happening with some of our black people, some of the underclass black folk. And if we continue to have this make me feel good politics, referencing Halle Berry in Munster's Ball, if we still have those kind of politics with Team Justice coming in, and those who know me, Team Justice, Sharpton and Jackson, we're going to end up with the same kind of story. It's going to be the same thing. We start seeing either candles and stuffed animals and not really getting to the heart of what's happening with our people.
Don't tell me you're blaming Afrocentric names.
I know her name's. Tarika has anything to do with it?
It means a lot. Check out Freakonomics. Freakonomics talks about that. We're not talking about Barack. Barack is an authentic African name. But if we're going to talk about Lakeisha, Trikeisha, Lokeisha, there's a theme. There's a constant theme that we're seeing with these kind of stories. And I think if we're going to, even referencing Obama, Obama has said, I've been referencing him a lot recently, Obama has even said that we cannot continue to follow in the same political paradigm and expect different results. So I think that we're going to have to really be honest about what's happening with some of these communities, or else we're going to be back to the same circle again, 180 degrees or not 180 degrees, the same circle. Is this is going to happen again.
Well, you know what? This is such a shame. This is the end of our time, but I can tell we're going to get letters, so we have to pick this up. And lady, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Lauren Williams, who edits the blog Stereohyped, Josen Cummings, who writes the blog Broke Thoughts on King Magazine's website. He's also the site's editor, and pop culture critic Desmond Burton of the blog Afro Nerd. All were at NPR's New York studios, and you can find links to their blogs and ours at nprnewsandnotes.org.